Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. This episode of Wiser Than Before is a learning pod, LP for short, where our upcoming guest teaches us something. These episodes are short and to the point and full of practical tools you can use. They're also a chance for you to sample our upcoming guest's expertise. So if you like what you hear in this episode, make sure and check out the next episode, which is my full conversation with our guest. Today, we're talking with Lynette Lawton, NTP, about how to do a coffee enema. Enjoy. Lynette, what are you going to teach us today?
We are going to talk all things coffee enemas today. So coffee enemas are something that I use very frequently. I would say almost with 100% of the clients that we work with, we have them do coffee enemas. And coffee enemas have a myriad of benefits. One of the most number one things that I see in terms of symptoms when clients come see me is constipation. So one of the benefits of coffee enemas is to alleviate constipation. It can increase the natural peristalsis of your colon, help clean out your colon. It also helps move the liver and bile from your liver to your gallbladder. And bile plays a huge role in pooping and alleviating constipation. It increases your glutathione by up to 700%, which is your natural, which is a your master antioxidant in your body. So a lot of people, when I say, most of my initial consultations are, you know, maybe not that early on, depends on who I'm speaking to, but in the first few visits, we talk about doing coffee enemas and introduce this practice to them. And it can feel a little daunting at first, right? Because who wants to put anything up their butt? But once they rip off the Band-Aid, it's often like actually they find that not only is it really not that big of a deal, but they see such benefits from it that they get really into doing them. Now, you know, some people get a little like addicted to them and they're doing them daily. And I don't necessarily recommend that. I always say 1 to 2 times a week is great. You know, if you're in a heavier detox phase or doing some heavier parasite cleansing, you might want to do them a little more frequently, but in general, 1 to 2 times a week, I think is fine. Again, of course, this is always bio-individual and I always recommend working with a practitioner, but it's really quite easy. So there's lots of tools that you need to buy. You can just buy an enema kit on Amazon. We actually have a coffee enema guide that explains, like, that has links to everything. Also explains some of the history behind it, some of the benefits, why cleaning up your liver is so important. And so you get the right coffee. You don't want to just go buy Folgers from the grocery store. You need to get, mold-free organic coffee. So Pure Life is one brand that I use. So you can do it. There's a couple of ways you can do it depending on the tools you have. So I have a stainless steel French press. That's what I use to prepare my coffee enema. If you don't have that, because you don't want to use like a traditional plastic coffee maker. I don't actually even have one of those anymore because you don't want the warm water going through the plastic. So if you don't have a stainless steel or a glass French press, you can just use, I have a stainless steel pot that I used to use too, where you can just boil the coffee and then strain it into the enema bucket. So yeah, it's just, you know, again, I have a very extensive guide that gives all the directions. I even have a YouTube channel where I kind of show all of the, we have a YouTube channel and I made a YouTube guide on where I show all of the materials, but you make a nice little space. So I always tell, we have a lot of busy moms in our practice. So a lot of times they'll do them at night. Some people say it can keep them up at night, but the caffeine doesn't really affect you the same way when it goes up that end as it does when you drink it. And I have a lot of busy moms in our practice and they find that nighttime is like the time that they can do it, right? When they have some privacy. So I even say like, light a candle, put on like a healing frequency, like a, I think 741 is a frequency that helps detox, support that. You put a towel down on the ground, you get your solution all ready. You want to make sure it's room temperature. So I usually do like half boiling water. I only put half of the solution in the French press and then I add lukewarm water to it afterwards. So that way it cools down quicker. And then you get your kit all ready. You lie down, put a towel down. You can put a pillow down, light a candle if you want, like just make it like a good, you know, like something that you look forward to. So you want to lie down on your, start on your left side, because that's where your sigmoid colon is. And that's where it, like the coffee is going to easily enter your body. So you put it down, you want to like get some coconut oil or something to put some lube on the end of the tube. So you insert the tube and you want to let the solution go in slowly. So you, there's a clamp on it. So you don't want to just like woohoo and let, you know, let the whole bucket go in at first. You need to like let it go in slowly. So you want to like release the clamp, you know, put the clamp down. That sometimes it can take up to 10 minutes. Like you can go slow and steady in the beginning. You want to make sure there's like no air pockets in the tube. Once the solution is all in your body. So I usually say start with 2 or 3 cups of liquid, with 2 or 3 tablespoons of coffee. If you're really brand new, you can start with just doing like 2 cups of warm water. Using distilled water is very important. That's something I didn't say. So if you don't have a water distiller at home, go buy some jugs of distilled water.
And why distilled water, and why not use a like a plastic coffee maker?
One of the benefits of coffee enemas are helping to like, you know, purge the toxins from our body. So anything in plastic, like heated plastic, you know, you had talked about these as part of the toxins that we're exposed to earlier, but plastics, we don't really want to have those in our body. So I actually don't even buy a, I don't even drink out of, I mean, I like when I go to my parents' house, they have a plastic coffee maker and I drink coffee out of it. It's fine, but I don't ever do that here. Like I don't have it. I control what I control. I control what comes into my home. So, and distilled water, because it's really the only process that actually removes all of the toxins from our water. You know, next best would be reverse osmosis. Anything else I would recommend not using, because sadly, our drinking from the tap water or using anything, you know, especially if we're putting it up our butt, there's a lot of toxins in our tap water. So we want to make sure we have the cleanest, cleanest water that we can have. We don't want any other chemicals going up there. We want to get the chemicals out. So yeah, it's, you get it all in and then you want to move to your right side. Some people, so your right side is where your liver and gallbladder is. Sometimes I'll even put my red light panel on my liver and gallbladder while I'm doing it, or you can kind of like massage that area. You can massage your belly a little bit. Some people like to scooch, you know, your butt up and like put your legs up against the wall after you get all the solution in. And then you want to hold it for as long as you can. So, well, not as long as you can technically, but like anywhere from 12 to up to 20 minutes. Now, it's a little bit of a learning curve the first couple of times. A lot of people do it and they're like, oh, that actually was fine. I could hold it. It was easy. You know, some people have a hard time holding it or retaining the solution after it gets in. And then they have to like sit on the toilet and release after 2 minutes. And that's okay too. It's, there are some tricks that you can do if retention is hard, if you're having a hard time keeping it in. And sometimes that can mean maybe your liver and gallbladder is a little bit, you know, clogged up, or we've got some gallstones, or there's, you know, there's some reason behind that. So you can put a tablespoon of blackstrap molasses in there. That can help with retention. I had to do that for a long time. In the beginning, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I can barely hold it for like 2 minutes. I had a lot of liver issues and gallstones. I had hundreds of gallstones inside of me. So once I started releasing those, it got much easier for me to retain. You can add some Epsom salts or just some regular sea salt. Those three things can help you retain the liquid. So then you can get on your right side or lie on your back, massage your belly, put some calming music on, just like enjoy this time. It's also, coffee enemas also can help stimulate your vagus nerve, which can help to regulate your nervous system. So there are just so many benefits to them. You know, if it's something that works for you, I do have some clients I wouldn't recommend doing them, like if they've had part of their colon removed. So, you know, I always ask lots of questions before I recommend anyone do it. And then when you're done, you like sit on the toilet and like release it all. Some people are like, oh my God, am I going to be running to the bathroom all day? It's not really like that. Usually within 5 minutes, you get all of the liquid out and then you just go about your day and, you know, you feel pretty good. And, you know, I'd probably do them once or twice a week and have been for a couple of years. A couple times I felt like really like bloated and like a little like gassy afterwards. And that might be because there was, you know, some air pockets in the thing, or I just, you know, I have felt a couple times where I didn't feel great. A couple times, this has only happened twice, I just felt like dead afterwards, like exhausted, lethargic, had to lay down. It's a detox tool, right? Whenever we're detoxing our liver, we're like releasing toxins. Hopefully we're getting things out. But most of the time I feel totally fine and just like go about my day. So they're really not as scary as you think. And like I said, I have so many clients who have just been so reluctant for so long, especially men. they're like, no, I'm not doing it. Like I've tried to get my boyfriend to do it. He's like, there's no way in hell I'm ever doing that. But I have had some men, they're like, okay, I'll do it. Like I just actually had a client who has fatty liver disease. And I was like, we need to start, you know, clearing out that liver and I need you to do some coffee enemas. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. You know, he's ready. He's like, he's scared that he got that diagnosis. So a lot of people are reluctant, but then once they do it, they're like, oh my God, A, that wasn't so bad. And B, you know, I feel good. So I want to keep doing them. So they're a great tool. I love them.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing, because I totally agree. It's a little intimidating concept for people where it's just a foreign concept. They've never done it. No one in their family ever did it. They're like, why am I putting coffee up my butt?
Right.
But for all those benefits and for the right people who need it, yeah, I think appreciate you sharing and making it a little more less scary, a little more accessible. And yeah, I mean, when you describe it like that, it's kind of like, well, what was the big deal? Why did that ever seem so scary? But I was there too. I was like, I avoided it like the plague too, till I needed it. And then I did find it helped quite a bit. Any, prep like before or after tips, like, as far as like hydrating or, you said those days, the couple times where you felt poorly, is there anything people can do if they do have a stronger detox reaction?
Great question. So one thing I've learned, it's best to do them on an empty stomach. And I think the days where I experienced like a lot of like bloating afterwards, it's that my body was like, so it's good to do it like after you've pooped, like, or after you've had like a couple bowel movements for the day. So you don't want to like wake up and do it first thing. It might be really hard to retain if you haven't gone to the bathroom yet. So doing it on an empty stomach. So for me, that usually looks like doing it either late morning after I've had my breakfast. Sometimes I do them in the evening too, or like late afternoon. So I try to make sure I haven't eaten in like 2 hours before I do it. Minerals, you want to always stay hydrated. I'm a huge fan of minerals. I have a lot of, you know, trace mineral drops that I use. Just putting some salt in your water is helpful. I have like, I drink out of these 24 ounce mason jars. So I have some electrolytes and usually put like an eighth of a teaspoon of salt in there. So staying hydrated, taking a binder can help. So binders are one of the things that I think are really helpful for people to have in their little home apothecary or their toolkit. So I'll take one of the Cellcore binders usually before and or after, and that can help with those feelings of like detox effects. Sometimes I even put a binder, I wouldn't recommend anyone doing this until they're more advanced with coffee enemas, but I'll even put a binder in the enema. So, or I'll put some like advanced Tedka in there from Cellcore, but that's like next level. That's when, you know, you've gotten down to, you've gotten used to doing it all. So
it's more pro level. You could start adding coffee to start and then can add some more fun things.
Exactly. Let's add all the goodies. But yeah, make sure you've pooped once or twice. Do it on an empty stomach. Stay hydrated. And if you're really worried, take a binder. Those are the tips to help.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for that tutorial.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It's been so fun. Thank you for having me here.
Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see three horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those three dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.